Kenya's President William Ruto has dismissed all his ministers and the Attorney General with immediate effect, following recent deadly protests and the withdrawal of an unpopular tax bill. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. He stated the decision came after reflection, listening to Kenyans, and a holistic appraisal of my cabinet. Ruto plans to consult widely to establish a broad-based government. The dissolution of the cabinet does not affect the deputy president, who cannot legally be fired, or the prime cabinet secretary, who also serves as the foreign affairs minister. Government operations will continue under the supervision of senior civil servants during the transition. The president said he would consult across different sectors and political formations and other Kenyans, both in public and private, to form a new government, but did not specify a timeline. The move is highly unusual, coming less than 2 years into Ruto's term. Three of the dismissed ministers were MPs before joining the cabinet. Aidan Duale, one of the sacked ministers, promptly posted on X, formerly Twitter, thanking the president and expressing gratitude for the opportunity to serve as Kenya's defense minister. Last Thursday, Ruto chaired a cabinet meeting, described by local media as the Last Supper for the ministers. Some of the dismissed ministers were linked to corruption scandals, but Ruto had previously defended them, citing a lack of evidence to sack them. In October, Ruto announced a mini-cabinet reshuffle affecting at least 8 ministers. The last time an entire cabinet was dissolved was in 2005 by then-President Mwai Kibaki after losing a referendum over a new constitution. Ruto has faced pressure from ongoing anti-government protests demanding more accountability, despite his agreement to withdraw controversial tax hikes. Some protesters have called for his resignation. Last week, Ruto announced austerity measures across various government agencies and ordered a freeze on proposed pay rises for cabinet members and parliamentarians following public outcry. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.